Okay, real good. Cold day. We had the had to be out this morning doing a few things for the road in the cold. And I've been sort of playing in the shack most of the day with that. It's a good thing that the Lions played last night and not tonight. About 5:30, my wife called down from upstairs, "Hey, the TV's not working." And checked it out, and the internet was down. So I got a notice from Charter saying that they should be back up and running by 9:30. And I've been hearing complaints about that all day, all evening. And I just got another notice here that they are looking like at 11:30 now. So no TV, no internet, nothing. And it's funny, normally I can get internet on my cell phone, and I can't even do that right now. So I'm not sure what's going on there. We a lot of times what I'll cheat is make a hotspot on the cell phone and watch TV if the internet goes out. But anyway, with that, we'll go to the list here and we'll see what's happening around the area. Let's see, KC8 STL, Rob, go ahead and stand by Bob out there in a while. So go ahead, Rob.
Good day, good evening. WATW in the group, T.O. Charlie, and Charlie. Yeah, you know about cold there, Dave. Yeah, even yesterday was pretty chilly. Even today, I took out the dog just as it got dark, and she didn't stay out there too long. It was pretty chilly there, so. Yeah, very good. Yeah, about the TV system there. I don't know. My TV upstairs are kind of bleak once or twice, but it never went out. But that could be the cold. That's my excuse. Hi. Oh, very good. Yeah, bad conditions. I was on E-Cars Saturday morning, 7255 lower sideband, and the first set control of days out of Tennessee. Normally, East 59 to me, I couldn't hear them, not at all. And the subsequent net controls, the reception, as soon as the sun came up, got all the way up, the bad conditions did improve, but it was pretty wild the first few hours of the morning there on Saturday. So Sunday about the same way. It's pretty noisy and really weak reception, and about just as it got light, things started improving. So like I said, feeling pretty good there. I had that procedure last week, and I'm feeling much better, and I'm still hitting on 8 cylinders most of the time. I wave a hand to all my good friends out there, especially Miss Minnie. Good evening, Miss Minnie. Hope you are well. Okay, that's all I got for this go-around, Dave. Yeah, I think my phone's at 20 degrees out there, so, but the other evening it was like 5 degrees, it was pretty chilly, so. All right, I'll hand it back to that control, WATW, KCNFCL. Take it away, Dave.
Yeah, okay, real good there, Rob. Yeah, my little thing here that I got down here says it's 22 outside, so. I think it was a little chillier on my other one. I got sensors on the porch, and that's the one's on the it's screened in porch, and that's out there. And the other one, I got one up on the roof, and that one there was reading a lot colder than this one that was slightly on the enclosure. So, Bob, KE8ZOB, and you're up and standby, Tom. Go ahead, Bob.
Roger, I thank you for the net tonight, and everybody can hear me. Hello and good evening, everybody. Hope everybody had a good year, and thank you for this net tonight. I've really been enjoying all the 2-meter nets that's been going on. I get like Lansing, Flint, and Saginaw Repeaters, and living here in Owosso, and I really enjoy it. And I talk more on the 2 meters, I think, and then I do the HF bands at times, but I appreciate it. I learn here. That's about it. It's pretty cold outside, and I don't do winters. I just sort of stay in, go out if I have to, and wait for spring, and then I'll play radio outside. But this is Kilo Echo A, Zulu Oscar Bravo. I'm back to that, and again, thank you for the net. Over.
Okay, real good there, Bob. And yeah, it's I was a regular on the UP net on HF for quite a while back. I haven't been on it for quite some time, and I did I did get in there and check in today. Didn't wait for my turn, though. I find that was about the time my wife was calling from upstairs with a TV problem. So I did get it fixed up. I got a I got an off-air antenna on it, and that's working. That's the first time I've had that particular TV off-air, and it's actually working. So not a bad picture. But my wife is not happy with this channel. Anyway, let's go to Tom, NADUI, and I'll take a break after that. Go ahead, Tom.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.